Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I was talking with Spice Adams last week. They just think he's the funny guy from the internet.
What'd you say, not Chuck?
He's the meme guy from the internet.
Just got faded. Me and my son.
There's so many people who don't understand that for a decade, that guy played nose tackle in the NFL.
Dennis can't get out of the backfield. The Niners doing a good job in the middle, and that time it's Anthony Adams, a rookie from Penn State, chosen in the second round by the 49ers.
You know, we were talking to Jim Mora the other day about, you know, what's the key to the run defense. He said, it's this guy. It all starts right here with the nose tackle. And you see Adams, you see him get that penetration there? You get the back stop before he gets started.
Let's see the Bear defense right here.
Anthony Adams, Penn State.
Snap to Rogers, back pedal to the pocket. Goes to throw. Ball slips out into his hand. Oh! Ball slips out again. And this time it's taken away. Anthony Adams. And the Bears take it away.
Anthony Adams, number 95, the big defensive tackle, goes airborne and knocks the pass away.
Takes the handoff to Garvey and Bowler. Anthony Adams came up big. Big trips, gets back up. Down he goes. And he also lost the football.
Nice job by Anthony Adams.
That ball just slips out of the hand of Eli Manning. They're calling it a fumble, and Chicago takes over. Anthony Adams on the recovery for Chicago.
Stafford's in the gun, looking at first and 10 of the 18-yard line. Play fake, pressure coming. They missed him, and now they got him, and down he goes. Anthony Adams getting this sack.
You want some of the potato salad, though?
Not now, Spice.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Lower.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on the Score.
Spice Adams is one of my favorite people. Forget about analysts or Bears players. He's just a wonderful person. You can check him out on Marquee. You can check him out on Fox 32 on Inside the Bears. He and Charles Tillman were on there on Marquee this week taking their shirts off like Ben Johnson. And now he joins us here on the Score on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Spice?
Dude, man, I'm feeling good, man. That was cool to hear, dude. Like, to hear my name being called like that, it's been a long time, man. I forgot how many plays I made, dude.
Well, we haven't forgotten, and you know, I always tell you this. Like, when I've interacted with Spice, like, out
in the... You'd be like, turn it on.
Yeah.
Turn it on.
You know, like, I try to tell people, like, this is, he wasn't just out here dancing. He was out here dealing with 300-pound guards every week and doing it for a decade. Like, that's a hard way to make a living. How are you?
We're having fun, though, man.
I know. How are you feeling about this season?
Oh, man, I feel great, man. This is what Chicago needed right here, man. I just hope that we can get that monkey off our back, man, and beat Green Bay, dude, and then... You know, everybody could shut up, man, because Caleb is good. He's good. We got a run game now, man. He got help. We got an offensive line. Dude, he got two tight ends he could dump it to. Man, like, I feel great to answer your question, though.
Isn't life much better when they're good like this and you're covering them, man, or being around? Like, psychologically and emotionally, it's just easier in this city, isn't it?
Yes, man. We're going to have a great Christmas. A great Christmas, dude. And Sunday, we beat that green team up north. Oh, Christmas would be even greater then, man. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's still – there's still a measuring stick element to this. We were talking about it in the first hour. Like, yes, you need to beat him for the division and for the standings and for all of that, but there's still, like – I mean, as good as that Eagles win felt, it's still like, okay, but yeah, but can you do it up there against that freaking team? Isn't there? Like, I don't know if they're good enough yet. I got to admit, I bet them. I want them to win. I'm going to predict that they'll win, but I don't know, Spice.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I get it, man. I get the uneasiness, man, because we got a history of, you know, the highs and the lows. And so, but I think if we could kind of find a way to do the same thing that we did going into Philly, in that hostile environment against the Super Bowl champs, and find a way to get that run game going again and to take the pressure off of Caleb. But even though he's doing well with the pressure anyways. So I think you're right. He does have to have one of those games where he goes crazy passing the ball everywhere. Even though Michael Parsons is going to be rushing him or whatever, like, somebody just got to step up. That's just where we are now in that season. Like, we're in December now. You got to basically play playoff ball. So everybody got to play lights out. So let's start it now. I mean, you got to do this without Rome Odunze now that y'all reporting. So, hey, let's get it done, man.
So, Spice, what was it like for you as a player playing in the Bears-Packers rivalry? Like, what were those weeks like leading into games?
Man, you could understand how big this game was as soon as you got here. I mean, like, as soon as you get off the plane, like, Lovey is letting it be known. We don't like Green Bay. We got to beat Green Bay. He let it be known. We got to beat Green Bay, win the NFC North, win the Super Bowl. That was it. And he let it be known. And then especially game week. I mean, they're playing games that, you know, are black and white. And just to show you the rivalry, like, just when it started, just how important this game is, just the fans talking and just all the interviews. I mean, we're going year after year after year. And with Lovey, we used to always watch these highlight tapes, like, the day before games. And whenever it was Green Bay week, we knew that this video was going to be like 3 minutes. Like, we knew this video was going to be long, man, because he liked to show the tradition. So, you know, my first year being here, like, I understood it. And I was like, all right, man, you know, I had to absorb everything that everybody was talking about, man. And I started to feel like, yeah, man, you know what? I'll pick them, man. So you could understand that as the day one.
That's really cool that Lovey did that, because we learned this week George McCaskey went and talked to the rookies, and I guess he does this most years because George really hates the Packers, and he wants to make sure that it's understood. So Lovey got you in the mood. Do you remember when you think about playing against them, what game or what moment do you remember from a game against the Packers where you felt sort of the realness of it or the intensity of it? From those games themselves, Anthony?
The thing I remember the most is the game where we let them in. It was the game where we let them into the playoffs.
Oh, boy.
And this was the game where everybody was, you know, in the media talking about Lovey, about resting the starters and everything like that. But we end up playing anyway. This was the game where we let them in, and then they end up winning a Super Bowl. So I remember that game like it was yesterday. I remember all of my hand placements, like everything, man. I wanted to be perfect for this game, man. Like, and I just remember just falling short, man. And I think I missed like an interception or something that game. And it just seemed like the weird stuff was happening, man. And you could just feel it. Like, man, I think it's slipping away from me. It's one of those games where we lost like 12-7, some weird, like low scoring game, but I remember that when we let them in.
Yeah, that was the last week of that season,
2010,
and the Bear and you guys were locked and loaded for the playoffs. And the conversation was, should the Bears just rest their starters and not play them, or should they try to beat the Packers and keep them out? And he played them, right? He played Jay and played everybody. And I think a lot of us thought you guys were going to blow them out. We're going to put up enough points, and it didn't. It didn't quite happen, and then they get it, and they win the damn Super Bowl. See, that's exactly it. Those freaking
let them
guys.
In.
Those freaking
we
guys.
Let them in. But you made me go back down that road. I didn't want to go down that road.
That's
anymore,
me.
Man.
Yeah, no, guilty.
You're opening up old wounds.
I know. I'm seeking out pain this week, Spice. I don't know why. Well, because they're 51-15 since 1992 against the Bears. 50.
So, but look at this.
What?
I looked at myself in the mirror. In the NFC Championship, and I was like, you're one game away from the Super Bowl. Don't be that guy to always say I was one game away from the Super Bowl. And him, 670 to score, talking about I was one game away. So thanks, Speeds, for bringing it up again.
I got you, Spice.
He loves to put people in the emotional corner, Spice, is no doubt. And then add insult, of course, Spice gets here after the Bears went to the Super Bowl. Right. He's here the following season.
Look at him.
Right. I'm like, we going back. 7-9. We just went to the Super Bowl last year. We got Devin Hester. 7-9.
Spice, considering the position you play, I'd love to get your opinion on the Bears run game. Like, watching them last week against the Eagles turn Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter sideways was a thing. So as a defensive tackle, what would be the things you would be worried about with the Bears run game?
Ooh, boy, man, I love it. I love it, man. I am just I love teams like that establish the run game. So if I'm them, I'm going over everything in my hand placement, how my feet are, if I'm in a great position, if I'm in a tilt this week, if I want to line up wider, if I'm a three technique, do I want to line up wider to the tackle, or do I want to line up tight? Do I want to crowd the ball, or do I want to give myself some space to get my feet up under me? And if I'm playing against the Bears, I'm probably backing up off the ball, especially doing rundown, so I can get my feet up under me. Especially you playing at Lambeau and the grass in December up there is probably going to be, I don't know, 10 degrees or something like that. So make sure you get some good pair of cleats and all that type of stuff. But these are all little things, little intricate things that you worry about as defensive tackle.
Well, since they've been so good at doing misdirection, and you don't know if they've been good at running ISO and duo. They've been good at running wide zone. Like, and they've been good at flipping formations. Like, they seem like they're quite the problem for a defense to figure out with the way that their run game has evolved.
Yeah, I love it because now you have to practice that. And if you give me 17 different looks, we have to go over 17 different things and practice, even though we may not even be running any of those 17 things. That's the beauty of having Ben Johnson there as a coach. This man can throw 75 different things at you, but only use two or three, but just have different variations of them. So it's, man, this game could get intricate, man. But it's very fun, dude. And, you know, that defensive line play, I love it. And I watch the game just different, you know, because I'm in the trenches. Like, look at my fingers, dude. Like, I watch them trenches, dog. If your fingers don't look like that, you ain't putting in no work, son. You got to get down there in them trenches, baby.
So if I wanted to pretend that I was an NFL lineman, I should just mess up my fingers.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I played center in flag football in college.
Oh, okay. I and Scott don't lie. We always find a camera somewhere, Speed. So be careful what you're talking about.
So, but if I just mess up my fingers and hold them up like they're all gnarly and stuff, then maybe I could sell it, right?
You might be able to fool somebody who's not familiar with Chicago sports.
That's right.
Spice, he got in a stand. In front of Olin.
Yeah. Well, gotta try and measure.
Why?
Up.
Why would you do that?
Because I want to learn from you guys.
With pads on or not? Like, why would you even try that?
No pads. But like, you have done it, and you have the realness. And I was thinking of you as when we found out we're going to talk to you, because Dave Wannstedt yesterday was talking about how he would, as a defensive coordinator, tell a defensive line to go against the Bears' run game, right? And he said he would tell his defensive line to just try and go upfield and disrupt the offensive linemen from moving, regardless of whether it gets you closer to making a tackle. Anthony Adams is a D lineman. He doesn't even care about that. He just wants you to initiate contact and disrupt them and get upfield. And as I heard that, I was like, that does not sound fun. You know, it just sounds miserable. But that's your job sometimes, a D lineman, isn't it? Just to disrupt, just to muck things up like that.
Yeah. As you're saying that, when you say the word miserable, I'm saying beautiful. Like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, every play, as hard as it is. Like, I saw that the Bears had the time of possession was close to 40 minutes. And so I think they ran like 80 plays. So for me, that's 80 chances to get upfield. Like, that's how crazy I'm thinking. Like, I got to sprint every play. But I have to, like, also be smart and understand that I can't play hero ball. Sometimes I'm going to get tired. And then that's when you got to say, hey, Henry Melton, which Henry Melton doesn't do a good job when he comes in. Like, you're supposed to say it, sub. So then I could, like, run. But Henry Melton gets all the way in the huddle. They break the huddle. You see the offense coming out. You're like, okay, hold on. It's 12 of us out here. Oh, I got you. Dude, they're about to run the play, dog. I got to run a 4-5 just to get off the field so they won't throw a flag on us, dog.
That's
like,
not
communicate that type of stuff.
That's not a rest. So you want a rest, all of a sudden you're sprinting off the field. That's not getting rest at all, is it?
Spice, I laugh every time.
That's the type of stuff we be dealing with, man.
Every time I see the to hear more. Every time that video comes up, so Tahir's a comedian. He's funny as hell, and Spice is a character, Coach Dundun, right? Like, and people forget, like, they think Spice. I have it up over here. People forget that Spice did this for a living. So Tahir was like, oh, let me see some of that NFL stuff. And Tahir's a big guy, and he held the pad.
He found out
in half a second. He found out and got pushed back 7 yards. Like, and the thing is that because I know Spice, like, I saw the switch happen where it's like, ha-ha and key-key, and then as soon as he got in his stance, here's the real Spice Adams. Come get some of this. And then Tahir got knocked into oblivion.
Yeah, man. That's what you got to do at defensive tackle, man. They wanted to see. I had to show them, man. And that's just, I didn't even warm up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't sweating or nothing like that, man. Like, I didn't even warm up, man. I dug my cleats in a little bit. Just gave them a little taste. But I knew we were only, I didn't tell them we were going to do it. That was the thing. I never went over everything where, oh yeah, I'm gonna come off the ball, I'm gonna do a rip and that. I said, no, man. I said, just keep the cameras rolling. That's all I said. And that was a real reaction right there. Like, we didn't do that over. That was just that one time deal.
I'm sure Tahir didn't want to do it again.
You know, we had a great conversation.
You're pretty tough, man. He's from East St. Louis, man. He's pretty tough.
We had a great conversation with Matt Forte yesterday, and a lot of his new book that he wrote is about like life after football and reinvention, and you know, just the ability to like figure out new things for yourself and new pathways for yourself. Yeah. And I don't know if there's a single former Chicago Bear in this town or in my recollection who has done it the way that you have. You know, like I hope you're happy. I hope you're making as much content as you want. I hope things are going well in that regard, because you're a damn talented and funny man who has reinvented himself post-football. Thank you, man. Like nobody we've ever seen, Lawrence. Like very, very few we've ever seen, that's for sure.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Y'all giving me my flowers today, man. Thank y'all, man.
Yeah,
you need them.
Take them.
Speaking of your flowers,
take them.
What about your favorite player of all time? How'd your son's season end up?
Oh, man, they end up losing the first round in Lincoln Way East. But he had a good season, man. I think he ended third all-time sacks at Stevenson. So, yeah, man, he had a good 4 years, man. So I'm proud of him, man. Happy for him.
Has he figured out what he wants to do next?
No, man, we trying to get some schools out here, man, just trying to get his film out there, man. It's a crazy process. It's just different now, man, because now you got JUCO, you got the NIL, you got transfer portal. So, you know, the high schoolers, they get kind of overlooked a lot of times, man. So, you know, we just grinding right now, getting ready for track season. He throws a shot put and discus. So getting him ready for that, getting his explosion down and all that, and, you know, just working out and running and all that good stuff, all the stuff. You know, the dad coaches do out there with their sons, man. You see, I'm down like 160 trying to keep up with him, man.
Man,
you know, I'm down the whole person.
So it's last I checked, it was 140. You've lost 160 pounds?
170.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Good Lord.
Just boxing and just trying to eat right, man, and just trying to keep up with my son, dude. Like, it's crazy. And I got 4 kids. I got 3 girls. Who are into AAU volleyball, water polo, swimming, and track and field, dude. So I'm like, and I'm hands-on. So I ain't missing no games.
That's tremendous. And you're gonna live longer, yeah, and see their whole lives. So good for you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, sure. I ain't going nowhere.
Spice, man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for jumping on the show. And hopefully we'll have a lot more opportunities to be talking about the Bears being good.
Yeah, man. I love that, man. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, man. Y'all know where to find me at, dog. You see, it ain't take much to get me on the show, baby.
We're going to have you back. We can get you and Charles back on the show. We'll do something like that. Get y'all on together.
Oh, man. You know I always climb with this guy. You see, we had our shirts off, man. Like, it's crazy, man, to do all this crazy stuff with your friends. Y'all know how it is.
Yeah, man. It's a very special thing to get to do. That's for sure. We're afraid of having Charles on, though, because he doesn't like when we take breaks.
He hates it.
He takes over the show. He, like, holds us long time. He sets up audio that we don't have.
That sounds about right.
Spice, there was one
time.
Can't
leave him idle, man. Can't leave him idle, dude.
There was one time when he was on the show, I let him go from the show. He called back like the next segment as somebody else, as Royce from Inglewood. He called back to the show. So
that sounds about right, man.
Yep. Thanks,
he's
Spice.
So annoying, man. He's such an annoying friend, dude. God.
Don't let him scare you, because he loves to scare people.
He probably listening to this, man. He's so annoying, dude. He's, so...
He's the best, and so are you, man. Have a great weekend, and hopefully it's a weekend where the Bears beat the Packers.
Yes, thanks for saying that, man. I appreciate that. I accept that. Thank you. Yes.
Be good, man.
Thanks, Anthony.
You too, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.